Chris, you said during the week you're going to entertain people that come and watch you at Bellevue. I think everyone that's watched that has had 80 minutes of entertainment. What was it like for you as coach?
Yeah, very nail-biting. I thought we were a better team the first half. We scored some really good tries, created some good opportunities. And Warrington were the better team the second half. We went away from the things that we did well. That first half, thought contact were very, very good. That's probably the best I've seen my boys defend that first 40 minutes. But, you know, second half, we were a long way off. And you know, we always knew that Warrington were going to come at us and come at us hard that second half. But we came away with the result, which is very, very pleasing.
When Danny Kerman got sent to the bin, seemed harshly sent to the bin right at the end, did you think the world was against you?
Yeah, no, not really. I thought at the time it was a harsh call. Danny's going to make the tackle, and it's just a reaction where he stuck the leg out. It's certainly different to the Stephen Marsh one three weeks ago at Widnes. You know, there was nothing malicious, nothing deliberate there. But you know, credit to my boys when you know they didn't let it affect them, and we came away worthy winners, I thought, today.
Craig Hall has had to be patient waiting for his chance in the side, but took his two tries very well today.
Took his two tries well, and thought he defended well first half as well. He copped a bit of a knock that second half, and he struggled. But you know, we didn't have any numbers to get him off until probably the last 15 minutes, and that's a credit to Craig Hall. He's a good kid. He's worked really hard. He's, like you said, he's been really patient, and I thought he played well today.
Tinner Awarona, before the game, was there a worry with him? Is he to leave the warm up?
No, just a strap. He wasn't tight enough. He's got a bit of an ankle, and he just needed it strapping a little bit tighter. The big worry for me was Nick Scruton. He hurt his groin during the week. It's a groin that's been bothering probably the last 3 or 4 weeks. But again, it just shows the spirit and the toughness of these rugby league players. Scruton didn't want to let his teammates down, and you know, played a very big part in a very good win for this club.
What was your thoughts when Joe Westerman broke through and passed the ball to Darrell Clark on halfway? Looked like he was going to score, didn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was over. I genuinely thought that he'd go under the post and touch, and that put us, you know, behind the eight ball with 6 or 7 minutes to go. But fortunate, we had a little bit of luck on our side, and you know, we did well today. I'm proud of him. I'm really proud of him. I said to him after the game, that's probably the most courageous display I've seen from a group of players, and I'm proud to be a leader of this group.
It's not often you have to win a game twice. At 30 points to 6, it looked like you'd won it, but to win it as late and how you did, is that almost another shot in the arm for the confidence of this group?
Yeah, we know we're a good rugby league side. We were disappointed with the second half. We knew what Warrington were going to do. They were going to offload it and chance their arm a little bit. But, you know, we just didn't react to it. They came out of the blocks really quick. We didn't react to it. But, you know, certainly that's the most emotional I've been when I think it was Bish scored that last try.
You said you were going to entertain. It's been fantastic again, Stan Innovation. The fans are loving it at the minute. You're on a roll now, and people are starting to look at you and the form you're in, and they're wondering. I think it's 4 points off the four now, let alone the eight.
Yeah, well, we've just got to make sure we're consistent away from home. We've had a lot of home games these last 7-8 weeks. We've got to back this form up now away from home. We've got a massive Magic weekend game next week. But yeah, we're just enjoying the ride. It's a fantastic fantastic ride that we're on, and we want it to continue. But you know, we're not getting ahead of ourselves. Also,
how pleased are you with the points you've scored against another top four team? Scoring points is not a problem, is it?
No, it's not. It's what we did. We said before the game, or I said before the game, it's what we do without the ball today that'll win us this game. And we managed to just score enough points that first half to just put the game away from Warrington.
Final one, best win you've had as Wakefield coach?
Yeah, without a doubt. I think it's the toughest the win with all the adversity, but yeah, the courageous group of players, and proud of every one of them.